Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Spirit Almanac, A Modern Guide to Ancient Self-Care by Emma Lue, is a seasonal handbook for readers who want to bring more intention, balance, and ritual into everyday life. Built around the rhythm of the year, the book blends contemporary wellness culture with older traditions connected to nature, folklore, and holistic practices. Rather than presenting self-care as a one-size-fits-all checklist, it frames well-being as something that can shift with weather, light, energy, and personal needs across the calendar. Readers can expect a practical, lifestyle-oriented approach that touches on themes such as mindful routines, simple rituals, herbal and sensory comforts, and reflective prompts that encourage self-awareness. The almanac structure makes it easy to dip into, revisit, and personalize, whether you are looking for a reset at the start of a season or small ideas to support a stressful week. Overall, it aims to make ancient-inspired practices feel accessible, modern, and usable for real life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seasonal living as a framework for well-being. A central idea in the book is that self-care can be organized around the seasons, using the natural year as a planning tool instead of forcing the same routine month after month. The almanac style encourages you to notice how mood, sleep, appetite, and motivation often change with temperature, daylight, and social rhythms. By treating these shifts as normal, the book positions seasonal living as a compassionate alternative to constant optimization. You are invited to align goals and habits with what a season supports, such as gentler restoration when the world feels quieter, or outward growth when energy naturally rises. This approach also makes reflection easier because it provides recurring checkpoints. When a season returns, you can compare how you felt last year, what helped, and what did not. That cycle builds self-knowledge over time. Seasonal framing can also reduce decision fatigue by narrowing your focus to a few fitting practices rather than an endless menu of wellness trends. The message is not to copy a fixed calendar perfectly, but to use seasonality as a flexible lens for building rituals that match your actual life. Secondly, rituals and routines that make self-care tangible. The book emphasizes that rituals are not only spiritual or ceremonial, they are practical structures that help you follow through. By turning an intention into a repeatable act, a ritual can anchor your day and signal safety, transition, or focus. The Spirit Almanac presents self-care as something you do in small, consistent ways, not just something you aspire to. That can include morning or evening routines, seasonal resets, or simple practices that invite calm through sensory cues like scent, warmth, texture, and sound. The value of ritual is partly psychological. Repeating an action at a certain time trains the brain to expect a state change, such as winding down for sleep or opening up to creativity. Rituals can also create meaning in ordinary moments, which is especially helpful when life feels rushed or fragmented. The almanac format supports experimentation because you can try a practice for a season, keep what works, and let the rest go without guilt. Over time, routines become a personalized toolkit for emotional regulation, time management, and self-respect. Thirdly, ancient-inspired wellness made modern and accessible. Lue draws on older cultural ideas about well-being and reframes them for contemporary readers, highlighting that many modern wellness goals have deep historical roots. Instead of requiring specialized study, the book translates broad traditions into approachable practices that fit modern schedules and spaces. This matters because people are often drawn to the romance of ancient wisdom, but feel overwhelmed by the details or unsure where to start. The Spirit Almanac acts as a bridge, offering ways to engage with concepts like cyclical time, nature-based reflection, and symbolic seasonal turning points without needing to adopt a strict belief system. The emphasis is on respectful, everyday application, noticing patterns, setting intentions, and using simple tools to support the nervous system and mindset. By keeping the tone lifestyle friendly, the book makes it easier to integrate practices into apartments, city life, or busy work weeks. This modernized presentation also helps readers avoid perfectionism. You are not asked to recreate the past, but to borrow ideas that still feel relevant and update them to your values. The result is a curated sense of tradition that can add depth to self-care while staying practical. Fourthly, mindfulness, reflection, and emotional self-awareness. Another major thread is inner work, using the calendar as an invitation to reflect, reset, and check in with your emotional landscape. The seasonal structure can serve as a gentle prompt for mindfulness because it repeatedly asks you to notice what is happening now, both in the environment and in your body. In practice, this can look like journaling, intention setting, or small moments of stillness that help you identify what you need rather than defaulting to habits driven by stress. The Spirit Almanac encourages readers to see self-care as a relationship with themselves, not a set of external fixes. When you reflect regularly, you begin to recognize triggers, energy leaks, and patterns of burnout, and you can respond sooner with healthier choices. The book also implicitly supports self-compassion by normalizing that your capacity changes. Some seasons or weeks call for ambition, others for simplification. That perspective can reduce shame and help you communicate boundaries. Emotional self-awareness also improves decision-making because you can separate temporary feelings from longer-term values. In this way, mindfulness becomes less abstract and more actionable, guided by recurring seasonal milestones. Lastly, building a personal toolkit, practices, prompts, and experimentation, the Almanac approach supports a do-it-your-way mindset, where the goal is to assemble a set of supportive practices you can return to. Rather than treating wellness as a rigid program, the book encourages experimentation across the year. You might try a new ritual, adjust your environment, explore nature-based habits, or create small ceremonies that mark transitions. The benefit of experimenting season by season is that it makes outcomes easier to observe. You can ask, did this habit help my sleep, mood, focus, or sense of connection? If yes, keep it. If not, release it without drama. This turns self-care into an iterative process, like refining a personal operating system. The toolkit idea also helps during difficult periods because you do not have to start from scratch when stress hits. You can open the book, choose a fitting practice, and regain momentum. Importantly, the book positions these tools as complementary to professional care when needed, not a replacement. For readers who feel overwhelmed by wellness information online, a curated toolkit offers clarity, reduces noise, and supports consistent action through simple, repeatable choices. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who like the idea of self-care but feel uninspired by generic advice, especially anyone drawn to nature, seasons, and a more ritual-based approach to daily well-being. It also suits people who want a gentle structure for reflection without committing to a single strict philosophy. The Spirit Almanac can benefit a reader's life by helping them notice patterns in energy and mood, then respond with small, grounded practices that fit the moment. Over time, that seasonal rhythm can support better boundaries, more consistent routines, and a stronger sense of meaning in everyday choices. The Almanac format encourages repetition and personalization, which is often what turns wellness from inspiration into a habit. Compared to similar modern self-care books, its advantage is the cyclical, calendar-driven organization that makes it easy to revisit throughout the year rather than reading once and shelving. It blends practical lifestyle guidance with an ancient-inspired lens that adds depth without becoming inaccessible. If you want a curated set of seasonal ideas that you can adapt to your own beliefs and schedule, this book offers a refreshing, reusable framework that is worth buying and returning to again and again. If you would like to support Emma Loewe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.